A Soviet-era spacecraft launched over 50 years ago is expected to make a fiery return to Earth this weekend between 8 May and 14 May, with experts warning of a remote risk to people and property. The Cosmos 482 probe was intended to reach Venus in 1972, but suffered an engine failure, leaving it stranded in low Earth orbit. For decades, it has quietly circled the planet, until now. The spacecraft is now in its final death plunge, said Jonathan McDowell, an astronomer at the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. While most predictions suggest the one-ton craft will splash down harmlessly into water, McDowell said there's a slim chance it could strike land. There's a small but non-zero risk that it could damage property or injure someone, McDowell said. The spherical lander, roughly 1 meter wide, was built to endure the extreme conditions of Venus' atmosphere, complete with a durable heat shield and parachute. As a result, it may not burn up during re-entry. What I expect is instead of burning up and melting, it will re-enter essentially undamaged, McDowell said. The lander may hit Earth at speeds approaching 150 miles per hour if it survives the plunge. The Cosmos 482 mission originally carried scientific instruments designed to study temperature, pressure, and radiation. Though some parts separated and possibly landed in New Zealand shortly after launch, the main lander remained in orbit. The precise impact point is unknown. Satellite trackers estimate a vast potential zone stretching from Russia and Canada to southern South America. Experts continue to monitor the descent closely, but emphasize that serious outcomes remain unlikely.